Merry Christmas. I'm Lee Hay, and welcome to the 8th Annual Around Cincinnati 2-Hour Christmas Special. During the first hour this evening, you'll hear holiday music from the Cincinnati Pops, vocalist Nancy James, Raison d'Etre, and many other musicians with local ties, as well as poetry and a reading of Christmas Eve in Clifton. Let's begin with another reading. This one's by Rob Ryder.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care and hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, and Ma in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So, up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night." Merry Christmas. I'm Rob Ryder.
Hi, this is Nancy James. One of my favorite holiday songs is this beautiful selection made popular by Karen Carpenter. Here's Merry Christmas, Darling.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. A special darling, we're apart, that's true,
Whether it be the city sidewalks in Maysville, Kentucky, or right here in Cincinnati where she began her career, we love the wonderful songs this beloved singer presented. Here's Rosemary Clooney's version of Silver Bells.
Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Hear them ring,
ting-a-ling.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile, and on every street corner you hear
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city.
Stoplights blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crush, see the kids rush. This is Santa's big day, and above all this bustle, you hear silver bells.
Santa Claus,
silver bells,
is busy now because it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
it fills the winter air.
Hear them ring,
you hear it everywhere.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks,
bells,
busy sidewalks, dressed
silver
in holiday
bells,
style. In the air,
it's Christmas,
there's a
feeling
of
the
Christmas
city.
Children
ring-a-ling,
laughing, people passing, maybe
hear them
smile
ring
after smile. Very soon it will be Christmas Day.
I'm Jenny Burton, and I'm reading Christmas Eve in Clifton by Frederick Thomas. It was late Christmas Eve. Snow covered the park. The moon lit the fountain in spite of the dark. Skyline was near closing. A few clients stayed. The cooks hoped to leave when the last one had paid. All heard a loud screech as a car braked real hard to avoid a huge sleigh which came down in the yard. Tom was stirring the chili and warming the buns when through the front door came a dude quite rotund. He moved with real grace and was dressed all in red. A beard hid his costume from his belt to his head. The guest, they just gaped as well as they all should. Such things don't happen around Burnet Wood. He laughed a great laugh, and as he went down his list, perched his glasses just right to see what he'd missed. For Donner, a three-way, and for Cupid, a four. For Comet, no onions, but for Dancer, lots more. A burrito for Dasher, extra cheese, please, for Vixen. For Prancer, two conies, and a two-way for Blitzen. Please make it to go. We're on a great quest, with much to deliver before we can rest. Tom never had seen the cooks move so fast. In the blink of an eye, Santa had his repast. He paid with a smile, and quickly he stood by his sleigh full of toys for kids who were good. There was a great wind and a clatter of hooves, and the bells on the sleigh down Ludlow they moved. We ran out to see as they sailed through the night. Their tummies were filled. What a magical sight. And Tom, he just smiled with a tear and a sigh. After decades at Skyline, now he'd seen reindeer fly. We heard them shout out as they flew out of sight, "Merry Christmas, dear Clifton, and to all a good night."
This is Julia Duffy Ward wishing you Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Brian O'Donnell wishing you a Merry Christmas this season. You just heard Greg Schaefer's medley of Away in a Manger and Joy to the World, played on the big beautiful pipe organ in Cathedral Basilica of the Assumption in Covington. And here's another from Ring 3, a Cincinnati keyboard Christmas for public radio. Pianist Roy Webb is joined by bassist Bob Nieswanger and drummer Bam Powell on this version of Silver Bells.
Thank you.
Georgella Lyon. I'm a poet, and this is called Radio Noel. Sitting on the gray-green living room rug, so close to the gold-flecked speaker of the wooden Crosley that I can rest my nose on it, I am five and listening to the velvet voice of the cinnamon bear, telling his stories full of holly and Santa, chocolate and taffeta, baby Jesus, doll's eyelashes, and the great and guiding star.
This is John Morris Russell, conductor of the Cincinnati Pops. There is no place like home for the holidays. To wish all of our WVXU listeners a wonderful holiday season, a very Merry Christmas filled with peace, hope, joy, and love.
September 21st, 1897. Dear Editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please, tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Virginia O'Hanlon.
Virginia, your little friends are wrong. they have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except what they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be an adult's or a child's, are little. In this great universe of ours, a person is a mere insect, an ant in intellect, as compared with the boundless world about them. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love, generosity, and devotion exist, and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary the world would be if there were no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. The eternal light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished forever. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa. But even if they didn't see him, what would that prove? No one sees Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor adults can see. No one can conceive or imagine all the wonders that are unseen and unseeable in the world. For there is a veil covering the unseen world, which not the strongest person, nor the united strength of all the strongest people can tear apart. Only faith, fancy, poetry, love, and romance can push aside that curtain and view the supernal beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia. In all this world, there is nothing so real and abiding. No Santa Claus. Thank God he lives, and lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia. Nay, 10,000 years from now. He will continue to make glad the heart of childhood.
I'm Marilyn Clark. I teach English at Xavier University here in Cincinnati, and I'm going to read an excerpt from my new book, Mrs. Cratchit's Christmas. Part 1. On the morning of December 25th, Mrs. Bob Cratchit woke from a deep sleep beside her husband, and though she knew it was Christmas Day and there were 100 things to do in preparation for the wonderful family celebration the Cratchit family would enjoy, she was reluctant to crawl out from under the layers of worn quilts and faded blankets, knowing how cold it would be once she emerged from the cozy, warm bed. Yet rise she must, and thus, ever so slowly, Mrs. Cratchit stuck her legs out from under the covers and felt the assault of cold air against her flesh as she slid her feet into the old, shabby slippers on the floor next to her bed. She yawned, stretched her arms high above her head, and grabbed her tattered robe and quickly put it on, already beginning to shiver from the cold. Before leaving the bedroom, she cast a loving glance upon her husband, still sleeping peacefully on his side of their small bed. "I'll let Bob sleep a bit longer," she thought, her heart filled with tenderness. "The poor man works so hard in that cold, drab little office for that horrible Ebenezer Scrooge. Why, he didn't arrive home last evening till well after dark, on Christmas Eve, no less." She was still angry at Mr. Scrooge for keeping her husband so late that by the time Bob had arrived home, the youngest children were in bed fast asleep and the rest of the family was half-starved, waiting for the master of the house before enjoying their traditional Christmas Eve stew. With a heavy sigh, she vowed to put thoughts of her husband's reprehensible employer out of her mind for today. She would wake Bob up shortly so he could watch the children open their stockings and go to church with their youngest son, Tiny Tim, as was their tradition. The thought of her frail, sweet little boy brought a tear to Mrs. Cratchit's eye as surely as the thought of her husband's employer filled her heart with anger. She pictured Mr. Scrooge's face in her mind, the pointed nose, the pursed lips, and the sour expression that made anyone looking at the old miser think he must have been recently sucking on a particularly tart lemon. She despised him. He took advantage of her husband's kind and humble nature, treated him as if he were a slave rather than an employee, and paid him a pittance for his long, hard hours of work each day. This has been a reading from my new book, Mrs. Cratchit's Christmas, and I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Roberta Schultz of the trio Raison d'Etre. A very happy Christmas to you and yours. You'll be listening to Light of the Stable from our CD, Christmas Bells. Merry Christmas.
Plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dream.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy dark and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. The lamplit streets of Bethlehem, we walk now through the night. There is no peace in Bethlehem, there is no peace in sight. The wounds of generations are most too deep to heal. Scar the time-worn miracle and make it seem surreal. Fa-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. The baby in the manger grew to a man one day. Still we try to listen now to what he had to say. Put up your swords forever, forgive your enemies, love your neighbor as yourself, let your little children come to me. The silent stars go by.
Merry Christmas. I'm Kevin Rowinski. That was Cincinnati favorites Over the Rhine with Little Town and Ed Cunningham from the Comet Bluegrass All-Stars singing I'll Be Home for Christmas. Here's another Cincinnati favorite, Jake Speed and the Freddies with Queen City Christmas.
Christmas in Cincinnati's all right with me. Christmas in Cincinnati's all right with me. Queen City eggnog tastes much better, 'cause we add a pound of Gedda. Christmas in Cincinnati's all right with me. Christmas in Cincinnati, so unique. Is that a reindeer pulling the sleigh? No, it's a flying pig. Old Santa's on his way. Christmas in Cincinnati, Yuletide cheer. Christmas in Cincinnati, cold German beer. All I want this season is Grater's ice cream and a three-way with friends, if you know what I mean. Christmas in Cincinnati's all right with me. Christmas in Cincinnati, I have a dream. Santa, don't point fingers. Jesus, don't blame. Put Pete Rose in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Christmas in Cincinnati, Fountain Square chill. Christmas in Cincinnati, Low Santaville. All seven hills are covered in snow, but cornhole keeps going till it's 30 below. Christmas in Cincinnati's all right with me. Christmas in Cincinnati, leaves, summertime small, say your goodbyes. It's Christmas in the winter, but it's chilly all the time. It's Christmas in Cincinnati and chilly all the time.
Hi, I'm Lauren Long.
And I'm Tracy Long.
Merry Christmas to everyone around Cincinnati.
My name is Lauren Hess. I'm the Marketing and Communications Manager with Cincinnati May Festival. We have a wonderful CD, Christmas with the May Festival Chorus. This piece is called O Magnum Mysterium by Morten Lauridsen. It's a beautiful setting of the traditional Christian text. Morten Lauridsen is a fabulous composer that was here during the World Choir Games this summer.
Thank you.
That was Bobby Fischer with God Rest You Merry Gentlemen from his CD Season of Peace. You're listening to the 8th Annual Around Cincinnati Christmas Special on 91.7 WVXU Cincinnati and 88.5 WMUB Oxford. Coming up in the next hour, songs from the Cat Acoustic Consort and Mary Ellen Tanner, along with some poetry readings. We'll begin the second hour with the classic jazz tune Baby It's Cold Outside by Ann Chamberlain and Eddie Morgan on an Around Cincinnati Christmas Special.